Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. And those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. I am noticing that we may be having a little latency or a little lag on our line. This is an internet-based radio show, and it could be possible that the internet is under stress. So those of you who are listening to me that know my cell number, send me a text if it's a problem, and maybe I might be able to do something on this end. That being said, welcome to tonight's show. The show tonight is Preparing for the Unraveling of a Great Nation. And our guest is Sister Aurelia Muhammad, who's our National Disaster Preparative Consultant and Coordinator. And Sister Aurelia, if you're on the line, go ahead and press that 1 on your dial so I can recognize you. Meanwhile, I am going to read Sister's... Yes, I just got feedback that it's choppy. I'm going to try to speak a little slower, and maybe I can get on another phone. So I see Sister Aurelia on right now, so I'm going to bring her in. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Aurelia.
Yes, well, alaikum salam. Yes, you are very choppy, but hopefully the callers and the listeners can hear me very clear. Well, babe, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is His messenger. And Minister Farrakhan is the reminder in our midst. The first thing I would like to say before we start, if every listener would get a pen and paper. So I'll give everybody maybe 30 seconds to do that. And
yes,
also,
ma'am.
Right, and so I have a bit, one, of a stuttering problem when I get excited. But as our lessons say, with the stammering tongue is speaking clear. So I'm going to try to do that as a stammering tongue. Okay, first, please write down with these things. One, number one, levers, listen to this one, listen to that one. Well, one, this is how you cure the virus. So I have a friend who works in Homeland Security, his mother, his sister, his brother. Please do not take on mixed instructions. Also, on like remedies, oh, yes, this can cure the virus. The best cure is How to Eat to Live. Get those books. And also, Our Savior has arrived. Next, watch all of Trump press conferences. Listen to everyone very carefully. The one from the very first press conference to the one he did today. Next thing, look up the Production Defensive Act of 1950. Called Separation or Death. The next one is this past Savior's Day, Savior's Day Part 1 and Part 2. Next, to all of the believers and to believers, learn how to cook. The next thing, talk to your elders. Find out how they made home remedies. One for various when illnesses or scrapes and cuts and things, one like that. Next, learn to live below your means. Those who have been laid off under the Production Defense Act, national crisis. The next thing, watch all of your so-called friends and family members who did not prepare. This is going to be a day of great treachery when people people will turn on each other. The next thing, this a check that everybody's is one was talking about, oh, yes, all of us, we're going to get a $12,000 check and a $1,000 check. Just remember, nothing is free. What will you have to give up for that check? Just remember that. The next thing, read the story of the 10 virgins, one in the Bible. You had 5 wise and 5 foolish. Read that story. Next, well, that's Joseph. And tonight, what I would like to focus on is not the negative, that there's enough out there. Let's talk about what is the good things that's coming from this shutdown. So I want to really talk about all of the good news and all of the positive things that's happening due to the shutdown, due to being laid off, due to your children having to be at home possibly for up to a year, and any other questions. But I really want to focus on that to talk about preparing. We have been told how to do that, for the past 90 years. All the believers and others can either go to your 1 MGT captain,
the one brother captain to find out that information. Then if not, just Google how to prepare for a disaster, which is a little late because pre means before, not after. Okay, brother? Mm. And so you can take it from there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much, sister. You addressed many questions because, you know, we hear instructions coming from officials, and there's a lot of stuff on the Internet, but it helps to have someone within our own fold with experience to give us the actual facts. I'm speaking a little slowly now because I know that our show, our broadcast, is choppy, and it's probably because the Internet is stressed now with all the people in their homes streaming and browsing and whatnot. So I'm hoping that people can hear me better by talking slowly. So, sister, you share with us. But before I say that, brothers and sisters, remember, if you want to get in on the conversation to ask Sister Aurelia a question, press the 1 on your keypad, and you will be in the queue. So, Sister Aurelia, I'm glad you started off with a list of things that we need to prepare for this. So would you call this current situation we now, does it qualify as a disaster, or is it a looming disaster that's on the way?
Actually, this is a disaster, but there's something coming behind it. One Minister Ishmael had said this Sunday. Now, those who have been trained by me, there's something called the World Disaster Map. Go online. There's a lot of earth movement with earthquakes taking place. This week, Utah got hit by a 5.4. You haven't heard anything about that. There is also flooding taking place. There's other storms taking place. And so, yes, it's a disaster, but yet, in all things, we still know that Allah is in it. And so when he comes after Pharaoh, like he did during the time of Moses and like he's doing now, that there was 12 plagues, remember? But that last plague was the plague of death. But yet, we still must be mindful of the cascading effects. Now, those of you who were trained underneath me, we went through various scenarios where I kept changing things daily. Hourly. Each time that each team would prepare for one disaster, I would add on something else. So it's a man-made disaster, it was released, but right now, if you watch the language of Trump and his press conferences and China in their language, they're talking about war more than the virus. Who released it, who didn't release it, they're going back and forth. Have you noticed that? The racism is coming up. The Chinese are saying it's racist, it's this and that. Well, that's not our problem. Okay? And so like the minister said, that there is moves that Trump is making that's actually very, beneficial to us if we look deeply into what's being said, what's not being said. There's a lot going on. Also, what goes in our ears. Now, they're obsessing about food and toilet paper and being on lockdown. Now, we have to remember something. This was, the beginning of spring break anyway. Mm-hmm. And so your children was going to be at home. And if we have listened to to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad when he told us to homeschool, we wouldn't have this issue. So that goes back to the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the foolish. He also taught us to do for self. For those who are one self-employed, if you notice, many of the packages and the benefits, guess who's going to get it first before the people get their $1,000 check and we don't have to give up nothing? The business people. Isn't that interesting? So we need to look at that. The next thing is when you get broke, you get very creative. Then you start thinking, what can I sell? But now the criminal mind will think, what can I steal? Who have the food? So in a disaster, it brings out the best in you and it brings out the worst. But yet, I always teach all of us, we must keep our religion first. We must not panic, because right now, what's going on is psychological warfare. Yes, it followed that part, but we also know that God came to us in the person of a man, Master Farid Muhammad, and everything is real. And so he came to bring us the relief that we wanted and needed. And he gave us a messenger to teach us in past, present, and future tense. That's why it's very important to read the story, like the minister told us, of David, of Noah, of Abraham.
Yes, ma'am.
And of all the prophets, not looking for the past, but looking in the future, in the present. And so most people don't know that many disaster experts, this is the only field that we do not separate church and state. We study the past. The people won't tell you that. FEMA won't tell you that. But over the years, we have always studied and looked at the Bible, past disasters, to see how to navigate ourselves in the future. So once again, this is the only profession that does not separate church and state. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes,
if you have any questions.
Yes, ma'am. How do you see the best case and the worst case scenarios of how this can unfold?
Well, let's talk about the good first. Let's always give the good news. Well, the good thing is homeless people, they're being given hotels. Have you noticed that? They're building nice camps for them. They have a place to live now. And the best case scenario is in foreclosure, or people who are getting ready to be evicted. They now have a hold on that eviction. So they don't have to work.
Ma'am.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, you know that.
That's a good thing.
They're behind on their taxes. They don't have to pay penalties now.
Wow.
I mean, and now for the elders, those children who wanted to take their, elderly's house because they were greedy to sell it or their land, well, guess what? No more rest homes is taking elderly patients. So this is a win for the elders whose children was plotting on them to put them in a rest home.
Wow.
Which it's the minister touched on in the unraveling of a nation. So for them, they are like, yes. You're going to have to take care of your elders now. Okay? And those who still have a job, just think of how much money they're saving for child care. Child care is very expensive. Well, are the child care centers are closed down? Yes, for the parents. So now those elders who used to take care of our children back in the day before child care came along, guess what? They're right. They can take up the slack. So all those people whose parents were so busy making money and giving them that iPad to keep them busy or that cell phone because they didn't have time to be bothered, they're going to have to look at their child and talk to their child and find out what's going on to that child. So the children is here, yes, I finally get to see mommy and daddy because they're not chasing a dollar, trying to pay that car payment. That's nice. So those who are stressed, oh, my God, one, my car is getting ready to repossess. You don't have to worry about the repo man. He's on
my account. Wow. So it sounds like what you're saying, sister, is that the rat race is taking a pause.
Yes, that's right. But also all those little things that like stressed us out, and all the sex traffickers have been shut down. You can't get more than 6 feet across. The kidnapping of our girls have been halted. Because nobody outside to kidnap them. That pimp who's on the street making his money, he just saw his business go down. And trust me, he can't apply for the SBA loan.
No, he can't. He can't.
I got to find me a new profession, the flesh business. Even when it opened back up, people would be like 6 feet apart. And all the strippers, all the strip joints been closed down. So now that man who was making it rain and those athletes wasting their money on strippers might have to invest that money in some of those concession workers who is working in those stadiums or those schools in their neighborhoods who don't have food in them because they did not order the food for the schools because it was going to be spring break. So now everybody is going to benefit. So that stripper is going to be like, you know what, I thought, you know, twerking was the way to go. I need to sit down and look at what I can do. Maybe I need to learn how to sew. Now you need to trade in your G-string for a sewing machine. It need to be a run on sewing machines because, remember, there's no food coming in from China. Your babies is going to grow. So you need to go hang out with some MGT. Some of those dope boys and some of those pimps out there, they going to have to hang out with the FOI to say, wait a minute. Now, let me see how y'all brothers get about doing for self. And all those who have old final cars they haven't sold in their house, well, guess what? All your neighbors is on lockdown. So you can drop them off one because everybody don't have nothing to do. Drop one of the old ones. No final car is old. Drop it off on their paper. Here you go. You at home all day. And in a minute, it may progress where you're not going to have no internet. So all those books we haven't looked at, all these Kindles people bought, it's on now. But for the good, that's why I said, let's concentrate on the good. We already know about the fall of America. That's why I said read all the books. I don't have to do that. Watch one, the minister's tape, the unraveling one, right, one of a nation. You can go online. So I don't need to reinvent the wheel or go over any of that.
Well, I tell you, Sister Rhea, your conversation is, yes, ma'am, it's truly refreshing. This was not the conversation I was expecting from our national disaster coordinator, but I must say it is extremely uplifting, and I'm sure our listeners would say this is extremely uplifting because you never know what looks like it may be something that's bad. It looks like something that's going to hurt you in the long run. Just what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, it can be a healing force. And Sister, you're bearing witness.
Yes. And Wells, I take my cue from his warners and his apostles. We go where he say go. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us. And at the unraveling of a nation, he told us, yes, why, one, did Allah take Kobe, right, in such a fashion? Well, why did Allah just shut down this was a shock to the system for all of us. Just think, all those gamblers now have money to spend on their family. So all that extra money people was, excuse my language, what we call tricking off. Now, that money got to go into the household. They don't have nowhere to trick it off at. There is no casinos. There is no movie theater. So
down.
All this, Right. So, and now all of the businesses in our community was Asian businesses.
Right.
Now we're not going there. Now we're saving all our hair money. We're saving all that nail money because everybody paranoid. Go near. Now, it's bad for them, but remember, when we told other races about racism, nobody listened to us. That's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, no one's going to have peace until the black man and woman get justice. Now, have you heard the Asians are, oh, they're racist. They're this. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't we say that already? Now we're talking about drug warfare. Now the Asians is blaming the Chinese and the Chinese, right? Well, this country started with germ warfare.
That's right.
The
that's
disease
right.
blanket. So that's not even a conversation we need to be in. We need to be worried about rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes. And he mentioned rain, a lot of rain. That's a big concern because that's going to bring sickness in the air. If you have an earthquake, even if they bring in the National Guard, everybody, oh, my God, it's going to be the National Guard. Well, guess what? If there's one major earthquake, they can't move around. Those resources have to be moved around. So many of your soldiers, they're in these bases. Didn't the minister talk about all the bases overseas? Well, if
yes, ma'am.
We look to the past in Rome, Rome was destroyed by that earthquake they had. And so Rome had to bring in all their soldiers from outlying empires to deal with the earthquake. Now, that Soviet Union, people talk about the Soviet Union. Well, it was the Armenian earthquake that brought down the Soviet Union.
Really?
That's when they had to leave out of Afghanistan. Just Google what I'm saying, how the Armenian earthquake brought down the Soviet Union. So right now, we're being distracted. All of these other things we should have known already because with Moses, the last plague was death, and everybody had to go in the house. We in the nation have always been taught to what not? Go into crowded areas to avoid crowds. Now, this don't shake hands. Well, guess what? We don't shake hands as sisters with brothers and strange people. We don't have boyfriends and girlfriends, so we shouldn't be out there anyway. If you're out there, that means you just violated the law. Now, the minister wrote us a study guide. It was a gift. It was your righteousness will sustain you in that day. So the righteousness, our behavior, right? Being too close to people and I mean, just different things. We don't do that anyway. I mean, we're not supposed to. So all those who wasn't living by the law, now we're forced to live by the law. And we were always told that there would be a day that we would not be able to go to the mosque. Everybody have always heard that. We were told that.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So, but years ago, Minister Farrakhan told every believer to get a computer in their house.
That's right.
Okay. Now, so why are we surprised and panicking and, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And then passing all this misinformation because the devil makes mischief with created things. And the Quran says only the devil, one, frightens his friends, threaten you with poverty. That's how Satan scares you. Now, oh, my God, we're not going to have no money. Oh, my God, I don't have a check. What's going on? Now he's telling you, well, you can get unemployment. But there's a condition to everything. Everything has a price to it. Also, we were told by the minister that we will go on a new standard of currency. People need to learn how to barter. You got
That's
the
right.
sugar, I got the milk. We used to do that back in the day in the hood. So
That's
it's
right.
beautiful. It goes back to the positive. You're going to have to get to know that neighbor who you was hating on because they got that new Lexus. And then you got mad because you have that old Mercedes. Well, guess what? None of you can pay your car note or your insurance. Now, the insurance companies are complaining. Well, didn't they redline us? Because brothers was put in jail. Now they're saying the cops all over the country, we can't just put people in jail now because their license expired, because they didn't pay their tickets. So it's a boom for the brothers in the hood. It's like, yes.
Yeah.
You know, we can look at that silver lining. Like the minister said, Trump is hooking us up right now.
Yes, ma'am. Are you ready to take some questions, Sister Aurelia?
I'm ready to take some questions.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We got a caller here. Let's see. Caller with the last four digits, 9682. What is your name
and
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. This is Sister Una Bakia, and I wanted to add something to Sister Aurelia, that in these dark times, this can force us to stop spending all this money for these expensive gyms. When I have a sister who lived in the home of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he had instructed her to exercise at home as I do. I did my 1,400 bicycles this morning and my 200 touch me toes and other needed exercises to stay physically fit. All praise to Allah.
Thank you, yes, exactly.
All
you say everybody who's overweight. Yes, everybody's overweight. It's an excellent opportunity. You're going to lose weight because you can't go to Mickey D's. You're going to lose weight.
Goodness.
All these children who are obese, all the fast food is shut down. Come on, everybody. Wait a minute. Sister Ula cooks. Everybody's going to be at her door because she can do takeout. Hello,
Okay, well, there you go, Sister Ula. You got your you got your marching orders. And I appreciate
you
that call, Sister.
Go.
And may Allah let us all use that time wisely. And we have another
and you
caller.
You too, all of you that are listening. Same here.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Sister Ula.
All praises are good.
Okay, we have a caller with the last four digits, 2314. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sister Faja of Omaha, Nebraska. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, my question, and assalamu alaikum, Sister Aurelia. This is Sister Faja in Omaha. Hello. And yes, ma'am. And I wanted to ask you, since the phone was cracking up so badly, there was a statement that you made. Let me find it. You said for us to look up the something of 1950. What was that?
Yes, that was the Production Defense Act of 1950. That's why I told everybody, watch every press conference of Trump and the powers he's taking. He is taking the power as a king. That power gave him the power of a king.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take up any more time, but thank you for taking my call. Assalamu alaikum.
You're welcome. Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you very much. I'm typing it in as we speak. Okay, so thank you for your call, Sister Vasher. And if anyone else has any calls, we still have 25 minutes left. If you have a question, press the 1 on your dial, and you will get recognized. Yes, ma'am. So you've made it plain, sister, that there are silver linings to this big cloud that's over us. And as it appears to loom further, if we look deeply, just like you're suggesting, this may be an answer to our prayers. So we want to continue to stay abreast. However, sister, we want to thank you for taking this position. And going forward, are we to plan for the eventual, I'm sorry, sister, I lost my train of thought. I was typing. And I was also trying. Can you elaborate on the Production Defense Act?
Yes. The Production Defense Act gives the president the right to have all businesses sign contracts to say you will produce anything that's vital to the national security. Here's what has happened. 90% of all medications, they're made in China. Different parts, all of the jobs that shut down in the hood went to China. Now, clothes being made, that's all made in China. So now he's going to have to make businesses say who focused on casinos or maybe strip clubs, they're going to have to make, say, underwear or make medicine or make other things, okay? So businesses, big major businesses, your Targets, your Walmarts, your CVSs and other things, he can make all of these businesses now, which he already have done. In one of his press conferences, all of these businesses, have you noticed these, quote, drive-up testing stations?
Mm-hmm.
They're all set up in major stores. So now he can direct the businesses who had, say, suppliers in China to now purchase from suppliers here who went out of business because everything moved to China. Once again, that's the positive. Okay,
oh,
now
that,
all of these prisoners, because now that's jobs that's coming back here. Because those
okay.
jobs and factories closed down. Now they have to open up factories because China is very upset. Now, you have to listen, this is a war. People think war is guns and fighting and this and that. No. War is, this is an economic war. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
now the other thing, he's also breaking unions. Well, guess what? The messenger, he never liked unions anyway. And so the unions now, they can be dissolved under this act. That's what's taking place
mm-hmm.
too. Now, the other thing is these wages. Now, that's going to be on the downside for people who are making big money. So say, for example, if you are making $25 an hour, he can set wages saying, no, now you're going to make $10 an hour at the same job if it's deemed to be good for national defense. He's also talking about war. He's not backing down. Now, they're talking about releasing prisoners, like non-violent offenders. You
right.
know why? Because we don't have the food source. Dr. Ridgely talked about all the disasters already having an effect on growing. And so really, one, they don't have food in the pipeline to replace it. Quite a bit of the food came from other countries, but other countries, they're closing their borders to the U.S. So now no food. One, they're getting in and out. Now, they're trying to keep everybody calm because they don't want to panic, saying that there's a lot of food and there's a, no, it's
right.
not. If there's food, everyone need to go watch this movie called Soylent Green.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Google Soylent Green. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And now the majority of all pigs come out of China anyway. They're the biggest pig producer. Well, guess what? A lot of people, they're not going to be eating pork, so their mind should be clear. Once again, that's a positive.
Mm.
For us trying
mm-hmm.
to teach our people not to eat the pig, well, guess what? There's not going to be any pig to buy.
Wow.
So that's the positive things. Like I said, I'm focusing on the positive as we go forward. And now, you talked about planning. Well, I go back to the Quran. Man plans and Allah plans. Allah is the best of planners. And so many, many of my students in many of the cities hopefully have worked on their plan, but if you have a plan, you're not going to be saying that on social media or Blog Talk Radio, because we know the enemy is always listening. That's why in our letter of instruction, the minister said, limit your social media, limit your talking on the phone, limit your chattering. This is the time to read more. We should have been doing that anyway. All this Facebook and Twitter and TikTok and all of this.
Right.
I don't do Facebook. I don't do Twitter. I never have. So I don't have a Facebook, no Twitter, no none of that. So this younger generation, once again, back to the positive, we're going to have to teach them, because they're going to start limiting. If you notice, they're limiting your access to the internet. And a lot of people pay $200 internet bills, so they're not going to have no internet. Remember, they're not working. They can't pay these cell phone bills. So now a lot of people, they may have to go into cell phone rehab, because if you look at some families, so that's a business. Whoever want to set up a business called detoxing, because your parents don't have the money to pay that cell phone. Once again, it's a plus for the parents. They're yelling at the kids, get off the internet. You talking to your child at the table. Stay down texting. No more of that, because you don't have the money to pay the bill. Why should an 8-year-old have a cell phone texting anyway, and they don't have a job?
Anyway.
Okay,
wow, so
now these $1,000 bills, I'm telling you, it's a plus. The parent is going to be too jazzed, because now their child will listen to them. They don't have a choice. They don't have a cell phone to look down at. So they're going to be looking at you. Back to the positive. I'm telling you, this is wonderful. In the positive, but the downside, the downside is people will die. But then in our prayer, every morning, we know we're going to die. We're born to die. Why are you fearing death? Surely my prayer, my sacrifice, my life and my death, make your death positive by maybe giving that final call. If you catch it, maybe share your bean soup. Keep your duty to your Lord. Those who help the poor, those who help those who are in need, the wayfarer. Just my acts of kindness is going to be more important than ever now. Didn't the minister say that in December? Acts of kindness now. We can be kind to each other. That cousin who you was mad at, that brother, that sister who you haven't talked to in 20 years. Once again, it's a plus for the families, because you mad at them because maybe they took the house when a parent died and you didn't get any money or you didn't get this. None of that makes a difference now. You might need some of their flour. You might need some of their sugar. You might need some of their eggs that's flying off of the shelf. So now that time, your children that was spent texting, you don't have the money to pay the bill, the cell phone bill. Now you can teach them how to sew. You can teach them how to cook. And now for men, brothers, y'all should be happy. Y'all not going to be getting sick because that woman you went was always getting fast food or putting a frozen dinner in the freezer. It's going to have so he should be real happy. He's going to get a meal, and he might have to help the sister how to cook, but send her to the MGT. Well, I'm sorry.
Right.
He can't send her to the MGT because we don't have meetings. Well, guess what? There's some things we can do online. Go to NFA Studios. There is a wonderful program called How to Eat to Live. Now, NFA Studios is very reasonable. They can get good meals, and it's not a lot of meat, and it's reasonable. A lot of people, they're going to learn how to farm and garden. For our farm, it should be great, because everybody, I bet you, they're going to order now from Staple Goods.
Yes, ma'am.
I bet it's
jumping off
now, because they have money. Right, they have money for that. So when that child say, hey, mom, you didn't pay the cell phone bill, she's going to tell that little noisemaker, you either going to eat or you going to text. Which one you think that child going to take? Okay.
the no-brainer.
That's what I said. It's the positive. Look at the cascading effect. And it isn't just statewide. But once again, Allah always warns. He gave us Katrina as black people. He said that's going to happen. We saw Haiti. So sometimes we as black people think, well, it didn't happen to us. It's just white people. Well, guess what? Allah is no respecters of person when it comes to race. Master
thought
Muhammad, he was made of two people. He has to give justice to the white and justice to the black. And also, this is the time everyone needs to go back to listen to the theology of time. Just think about the theology, that's religion of time, and then the minister, the time and what must be done. We got past, present, and future, all in those titles. Our children need to know and hear about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and then they'll be like, oh, my God, all this is happening now. It's on YouTube if they still have YouTube. So versus everybody having a cell phone, that family plan is up. Only mama might have one. Or maybe one, do you just want to have that cable bill with the internet access? Once again, this is a great time for us. Not to be just, oh my God, how am I going to get it? Who did I say can it? And also remember, this is allergy season. So a lot of people, they will be coughing. One, they will be sniffing. And we were taught
sneezing.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. We grew up with this. And everybody's thinking, oh, my God, we don't have any water. Hello, your water haven't been shut off yet. And also certain states, New Jersey and certain states, Pennsylvania and others, they're making the one utility companies cannot shut your gas off or your water or your utilities.
Detroit,
because
too.
Look at the plug. And all of us, that was one day there from getting it shut off. So all the people who are stressing out, not knowing how they was going to keep their lights on. These mothers is happy. The children is happy. The brothers is happy. So for us right now, okay.
So Sister Aurelia, my take on this is that suffer on this, or you'll be affected by this to the extent of your disposition, where you have a negative disposition and you're looking at the worst that can happen. That may happen. But if you're looking at the lighter side, you're looking at how you can benefit from this, then you may be affected to the point where you may come out of this better.
Yes. Well, actually, people are coming out better every day. For those who are homeless in the street freezing, they now they're going to put them up in hotels. They don't have to sleep on the street. Remember, it's a quarantine. They got to be off the street. But in that, be careful, because they also have the FEMA camps. As it gets worse now, it's going to progress. Now, this is the downside, as people run out of food because they're eating three times a day versus a meal once a day or every other day. You got family members who want to eat all day long on limited amount of food. Now, that's where the negative going to come out. Now, people, they're going to be deciding on which child they're going to eat. We were told that you're going to look at your children as food. That's in the Bible. People, right, you're going to be, that's going to be the negative for those who stop panicking. But for those who read how to eat to live, okay, we won't starve if we eat one meal a day or every other day. So this is the time for everyone to discipline themselves. We also have in the Quran, read Surah 5, the food. Now, those maybe who didn't prepare, who didn't buy their staple goods, are people who wanted to buy those $200 Nikes, sorry, they're like $1,000 now, the $1,000 Yeezys, could have put that money. They can't eat those Yeezys. They can't eat those Jordans. Now, maybe they're Muslims. Oh, I don't eat pork. Well, guess what? Now you're going to eat that ham sandwich. Don't let a ham sandwich separate you between death. Now you're forced to eat Spam because that's all the food there is. Now you have a choice. One, you're going to eat your kosher child or that ham. Which one are you going to eat? I mean, you know, it's sad, but this is Right, now that's the downside. We were too busy hanging out with the children of Noah when the end came, but we were already told, I would like everyone to get the tape when the minister went to Cuba to learn about, remember, to teach everybody about disaster management. Under the Millions More movement, we were on the forefront. So I went through cities. We cross-trained with everybody. Now I'm talking about police departments, with EOCs, right, the emergency operations centers. We provided millions of dollars in training for free. I did not get a salary for all these years. It's been 25 years. Nobody paid me. And we worked out the same books at FEMA and Homeland Security. So I have to say this to be on the plus side. They provided the information we need. They even came into some class and straight up said, look, y'all have nothing coming. We cross-trained with police department, with the health department, with National Guard, military. They were all part of our training. So when it comes down to it, Pharaoh is going to turn it over to Joseph. That's in the Bible. Remember, to when the famine came, he had the storehouse. He was like, you know what? You handle your peeps. We'll take care of ours. And so they know we have a program. They train with us. They provide it. We worked out the same books. We knew the plan. It's their plan. We know. So why are we surprised about the National Guard and them coming in and FEMA camps? They already told us that themselves. So that's why in the Quran it says, the devil says, blame me not, but blame yourselves. I believe. I believe. I follow Allah. Okay. That's deep. And for those who was in the training, know that. Those who took the training and followed the minister instructions. He said, get certified. And we have our own program. We've been had it. We really had it for 90 years. The nation was the only organization who had an active disaster training program. We didn't call it that. We called it survival, but people was calling us paranoid Muslims back in the day. But we took it outside of the nation under the Millions More Movement disaster management program. And FEMA and Homeland Security was down with it, okay, and gave us whatever we needed and even told us their plans, and that's deep for those who went under the training. Military respects military. Like the minister said, they may not like us, but they respect us because they're going to have enough to deal with them all, with their own people. So it's just a matter of time. We have a deal maker in the White House, the art of the deal.
That's right.
So, like I said, in all of these verses, us getting upset, and let's look at the positive. But the worst thing is fear. Fear will lower your immune system. But you got to keep your religion. You got to keep your stance. You have to keep your morals. So all of this is for us and those us and reach out. And that's what I wanted to say. The pluses are excellent for us who really didn't have anything anyway. So this lockdown is really helping us more than anything because some of that, those trillions of dollars we've been wasting on hair and in the Chinese restaurants and eating out, now all that's over with. Now we can go back to basics. And that's a beautiful thing. And sit down with our families versus you yelling at them to put the phone down because you can't pay the bill for them to be looking at it. So in that sense.
This I'm sure that our listeners are appreciating what you're sharing and the spirit in which you're sharing it, the uplifting spirit and the motivating spirit. We're down to the last 5 minutes, Sister Aurelia. Did you want to share with anybody any information on how they can contact you or contact anything that you have published, or do you have any materials that they can purchase or download from you?
I actually, one wrote a book back in 19, oh my goodness, after the LA riots, and it was called The MGT, an FOI Survival Guide to the New World at Home and Abroad. It's 12 chapters, and I will be one republishing that book in a ebook form, and I will actually make that available on a pre-sale mm-hmm. coming up, but it may not one be available till possibly maybe by next month. But yet many mm-hmm. to believers have that book. So
yeah, my wife just showed me her copy of it.
Okay, all right, she has
that
copy.
She pulled it out and she said, look, I got it.
Okay, now see, right. And so, but training is over with now because, mm-hmm. hey, there's a day, like it says, there's a day when no man can work or no one can travel. Everybody's on lockdown. And
okay.
so those who want to get in touch with me can at A Savior. They can email me at A Savior. How we spell it, ASAVIOUR 19, which is ironic that this is, COVID-19, but that wasn't a pun.
Mm-hmm.
So if yeah, you say, yeah, I know, it's, yeah, it's weird there. But anyway, ASavior19@gmail.com. And please do not contact me about, well, what do we need to have in the kid and what do we, no. All of you can go find your kit and list online anywhere on what you need because it depends on your family needs. Each family is mm-hmm. different. There's a lot of issues going on. But those who have the book, you can share it and actually go over it because actually I wrote that book, Duddy Guide, to what's going on there. There's a lot of things in there. It's 12 chapters. And so you will need all of your books to read that book, all of your books, one, all of the study guides, your Savior has arrived. You need your lessons for those who are in the nation because there's a lot of things that I use from, right, the lessons. You will need to listen to certain tapes, and you'll need a dictionary, which everybody don't have now. They have Google. Get a dictionary. So, one, you're going to need that. But most of all, you're also going to have to listen to many of the lectures of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, The Theology of Time. Get all 5-part series because we don't know when the post offices will be shut down. That's already mm-hmm. in the works. So actually, we have a short window. Maybe, right, so maybe it might be open next week. It may not. So those who want to contact me of my students, because I know who every person who took my class, we had to keep a list. So we know who took what and who did what and what cities, who followed instructions and who didn't. So it's too
and
late
we
now.
And we are going to have time. We're going to have time to listen to and read all that material because we're going to be at home and we'll yeah. have the time to do it. Well, Sister Aurelia, we want to thank you with the Time to Leave program, the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show for taking the time to be to on our show and address our listeners. And we pray that Allah spares you to continue to enlighten us and to share with us your experience and to continue to be a valuable resource for our nation. So you're welcome to be back on our show anytime you want. And I want to thank you very much for spending the hour with us, Sister over here.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And all of you, take care. And remember, no
all
fear.
Right.
All
yes,
right.
ma'am. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Won't you help me? Won't you help me understand your
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters be messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know
thing. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peace Street. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes.
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me. Without the enlightenment of all my folks. Instead, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. Some strange reason it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all that hurt me. Let me understand your plan.
Hung from. But that's okay, get it? Because he's down to earth.